Perky Planes and RC here, operating at 2.4 gigahertz, and got my good old coffee. Well, good morning. How is everybody doing out there? Well, it's morning here at least, so. Got no breakfast this morning. Just been snacking on some of those sandwich crackers. I don't know if you guys are big into those, but I love the things. I'm talking about like the sandwich crackers. The ones I have are made by Lance. But there's ones out there made by Austin and like, I think Toast Chi or something like that. And it's the ones that's like, you know, the cheese crackers with peanut butter in them, or the plain crackers with peanut butter in the middle, or like a cheese spread in the middle or something like that. Love those things. So I've got some ones made by Lance, or cream cheese and chives. I've been a big fan of those for a while. So good little snack. So what's going on? Well, if you see the title of this particular episode, then you know what this one's going to be about. And, you know, it is, where to start with this. So, first of all, let me just say this. The topic has always been in the back of my mind for a few years now, at least, just to kind of see what was going to happen or whatever. So it's always been there. And, I knew when I started this podcast, I wanted to bring it up at some point. I didn't want to make my first or second episode to be on that particular topic. I wanted to kind of ease into the topic. Just because it's a big, serious thing, and this is supposed to be a hobby that is fun, right? So that's kind of my approach. I didn't want to make my first or second episode about remote ID. No, I wanted to ease into that topic just to kind of bring it up a little bit later. But it's still, you know, it's still there, but just kind of ease into it. So, and honestly, I really felt like after episodes 5 or 6, I would maybe bring the topic up. So here we are on this particular episode. We're bringing remote ID up. So, and a couple quick things here too. I wanted to say is, when it comes to the topic itself, if I need to just listen to anybody on the topic, or just want to, you know, to see what people are saying, one of the first ones I listen to is XJet. He's probably one of my favorite channels on the topic, as well as just other general RC stuff too. Just a truly great, knowledgeable guy. Love to meet him sometime if I could, just shake his hand at least. But I enjoy listening to his discussions on the topic as well as everything else. And, another little shout out here as well to, Stacey Abshire. he's kind of, been hot on the topic as well here recently. And, you know, I do watch him as well. And, it's kind of, you know, made me sort of think about bringing this topic up. The last time I brought this topic up, I had to look it up because I didn't know when. The last time I brought this topic up was February of 2020 on my YouTube channel. So, 3 years, over 3 years it has been since I brought this topic up. So it is what it is. Something I do want to make, but before I start diving into this, something I do want to make, clear on here is that at this particular point, I don't know what's going to happen during this episode as far as what I might say. I don't know. I really don't know. I'm going to try to keep it as cool as I can. Cause the topic does get to me. I may very well even curse during this episode. Oh my God. No. I don't know if I've ever cursed in any of my episodes, but, or any of my YouTube videos. So this could be different. It could change here. I don't know. So we will see. We'll see what happens. But just understand, listener discretion is advised. I don't know what I may do or say. Well, I'm not going to do anything except sit here and talk, but I don't know what I might say at this particular point. So just be aware of that. I'll do my best to keep my cool, but I could very well go off on a tangent. So anyways, 3 years since I brought the topic up, and here we are once again. It has been brought up again. The first thing, for those that hopefully if you're listening to this, you know what the you know something about the topic. But essentially what's going on is that there is legislation going on that is basically saying anybody who operates a model aircraft of any sort that is over a certain weight has to have some sort of little transponder on their model, drone, whatever, that says, hey, this is my pilot number. This is my altitude of where I'm flying at. And this is the identification, you know, it just sends out all kinds of data, basically, to a central point or to something that lets people in the government, FAA, know where you're flying at any given time, right? It's what it is. It's just basically a sort of network that, you know, reaches out to all these various connected, you know, model aircraft, drones, whatever. This information is reported back. No different than a flight controller at an airport who basically knows where certain things are in the sky at any given time. That's what it is. That's the essential thing of it, right? And the government is saying we need to get these little transponders to put on our aircraft that reports back this data so that it is sent off to wherever it needs to be sent off to, so that way they know where you're at and what you're doing and all this kind of stuff. Now, that's the basic concept of it. The thing is still in its infancy as far as I'm concerned, and not much has really progressed with it as far as I can tell. That's just the basic concept of it. And they're also working on some various things as well, something called a FRIA, which is essentially like my local AMA club, for example, could operate as a FRIA, which is actually like a designated area that says nobody needs to have the little remote ID transponder things here, because we'll just broadcast our whole area to say this area is a fly zone for drones, model aircraft, and whatnot. So there's the option of FRIAs as well, which is, like I said, like just a remote area that's broadcast. Okay. So, there's that option. And of course, the other option is that everybody's got to outfit this little remote ID module on your aircraft, drone, whatever, that says, hey, this is where I'm flying at, right? And that's the basic concept of it. Now, there was some talk. I think some talk in the beginning of what brought this on was the malicious folks out there that were flying drones in airspaces that they shouldn't be, like near public airports, over top of buildings and cities, and of course, a lot of these drones have cameras, and there's all this worry about privacy, and they're spying on me, and all this kind of crap. So, there was that. There was that whole concept. And then there's also this overlying thing about, this other side of it that says it's not the hobbyist. It's not so much the hobbyist that's the problem. It's actually what's bringing this on is major corporations that are bringing this on. And that's where I fall with this. I do not think this has anything to do with the hobbyist. This is not so much about, me and you out there just having fun flying our model aircraft at various places. Now, yeah, there are some malicious people out there that do things that they shouldn't. There is that. But I think a lot of what sparked this is the Amazons of the world, there's the Amazons, the other corporate entities that are looking into drone delivery to say, hey, we can have a drone deliver your products to you, drop them off right at your front door, right? That's what is sparking all this. I don't think it's the hobbyists. I think it's the major corporations, the Amazons, eBays, any kind of e-commerce, these big wigs saying they want to make that cute little drone that, you know, us hobbyists are just enjoying for fun and turning it into a business thing. To be able to lift a package and take it up in the air, use GPS and basically no really other controls other than GPS to fly this thing to your front door and drop off your delivery. That's their belief. That's what they think. All right. And my thoughts on the issue is I surely do not see drone delivery happening anytime soon. I think the concept is really way out there. I think the technology itself, I mean, it sort of is there, but I think that the whole idea of getting a device like a drone to deliver products to somebody, you got to think of the weight of a product and also the efficiency of these things. I know I'm using the term drone instead of the actual technical term, which is quadcopter, tricopter, whatever, but I'm using the general term drone because that's what everyone does nowadays. They don't use quadcopter or tricopter. No, it's a drone is what it is. But, you know, the efficiency of these drones, quadcopters, it's not that great. It's like flying a brick, everybody. I mean, you know, I do model aircraft and with our model airplanes. When I do model airplanes, I just need usually one motor, and I let aerodynamics take over the rest. So once I get up to a certain altitude, I can cut the motor off completely and glide around, right? Not with drones. Drones, quadcopters, you have to have all three or four motors lift your thing off the ground and fly it around, okay? Super inefficient. They require all that motor power to be able to do that. And you take into account the weight of an object, you know, a delivery box or whatever, and it requires, you know, even more power to get the thing off the ground, you know? And like I said, it's just very inefficient. And I'm not saying that they should replace these quadcopters, drones with model airplanes to do it. But the fact of the matter is, like I said, drones, quadcopters, super inefficient to do any kind of delivery service, I think. I mean, yeah, they got the GPS technology that it could do that, but just the efficiency is just terrible. I think it's going to cost more to implement the thing than it is to, you know, make it a reality, or it's going to waste a lot more resources to actually implement something like that, I think, than it actually is going to benefit. So I think the whole drone delivery thing is whatever. But that's what they want to do. So, and I think that's what's sparked a lot of this remote ID bullcrap. And unfortunately, us hobbyists who are just doing this for fun, getting away from life for a little bit to just watch our model aircraft just fly around the sky a little bit, we're lumped into this crap. And we have to basically either go with it or not comply with it. You know, it's like that's our options. It's like we can go along with this flow of whatever, or basically not comply, and then that could possibly open up, you know, possible legal actions if an accident does occur, right? And I'll tell you this much: those that have been doing model aircraft have been doing it for years, mostly without incident, mostly without bothering anybody. Okay, so I don't understand why they don't just let it be. You know, we're doing our thing; they can kind of do their thing, but they're lumping this into this whole remote ID bullshit. So anyways, that's kind of where I stand with this. It's kind of a waste. I think it's a waste of resources and stuff to do this. And like I said, drones are completely inefficient to do any kind of delivery services and all that. So I do think it's an absolute waste. Now, at least from what I've gathered from this timeline, you know, back 3 years ago when I first brought the topic up, it was more or less just an idea at that point from the government and everybody else. It was just an idea, something that was going to be in the works, right? Well, as each year has passed, they've tried to make this more and more of a reality, tried to find ways to implement this. And I can tell you right now, not to my knowledge at least, I think they're making this September the deadline for manufacturers to start implementing these remote ID transponders and stuff, right? I have yet to see one. I think some do exist out there, like maybe in their beta stages, but as far as a mass commercially available one that's affordable and all this kind of stuff for the masses, I don't think there is one. So that's kind of what we're running into. It's like this is an idea that's they're trying to make into a reality, but I think the reality is starting to set in that this is not going the way they hope it would. Okay. It's just not. I mean, I would figure by now, especially, that they might actually have something in place to do this, to sort of implement this massive undertaking. Because it is. I mean, not just the transponders and stuff for the aircraft. What kind of system are they going to use to track all this? You know, is it, I mean, and they've talked about this as well. You know, transponder, or the, are they going to use cellular network? What are they going to use to sort of make this all come together, right? And again, it's just, I feel like we're spinning wheels and not getting anywhere with this, if they're wanting to make this a reality. And that's where and you know, maybe it's one of those things that, you know, it's brought up 3 years ago at least, and it might be 10 or 15 years before it finally does start really becoming a real thing. I don't know. But I would figure, like I said, at least at this particular point, that after 3 years, we might see a little progress, but I really haven't. We really haven't seen anything. So that's just my thoughts, guys. I mean, I feel like that we're, like I said, spinning our wheels and not getting anywhere with this, if this is supposed to be the new reality. And, you know, that, like I said, I would think by now we'd have something a little bit tangible that we could actually see and stuff. And, you know, I feel for not just the hobbyists, I feel for the manufacturers that have to deal with this. They have to try to figure this out. And like I said, I don't know what's going to happen with it. I really don't. I mean, like I said, it may eventually become a real thing, maybe in 5 or 10 years, but right now it's just, where are we at? What are they doing? And something else that's been kind of mentioned as well is, I think there is, and I think this was mentioned from Josh Bixler at Flight Test, is he kind of gets the impression that a lot of the government people really don't know what we do. They're trying to, I think there's a disconnect with that. They really just don't know what us hobbyists have to do to make this, you know, hobby, for, you know, to sort of make this a thing for us. Like, they don't understand all the technical concepts. Excuse me. They don't understand the concepts and things that we do to make us do what we do, right? They don't understand about FPV. They don't understand about the weight of a model aircraft have to be a certain way for us to be able to fly the thing. They don't understand basic electronics, you know, and programming our ESCs and all this, and programming these electronics to do what we want them to do. They don't understand that stuff, you know, and it's just like, you know, you've got somebody over here trying to, you know, govern and police something that they know nothing about, you know, is the thing. So it's like, what do you do? And he says, I fully understand that. I think that's what's going on is, you know, the government officials really don't know what it is that we do and how we do what we do. And, that's kind of an issue as well. And I think that's what's going on with, maybe even with the corporations and stuff too, that, nobody really understands the concepts of all this and how to make it a reality. They just know they want to do it. It's like they have an idea. They want to do it. We don't care how you get there. We just want to do it. Right. And that's when you're facing the struggles that we are. Like I said, I would figure after 3 years, I would expect to at least see a little bit, something tangible at this point, but really haven't at all. And I know for myself, I fly at an AMA club. And, you know, I'm hoping that the way things progress with it is it'll more or less be a FRIA, which I think that's kind of how things are going with it, so that I don't have to worry about getting these little additional transponders and things for my airplanes to be able to fly them. Instead, we'll just have this broadcast module at the field that broadcasts to the network that says, hey, we're, you know, we're the Skyhawks RC Club. This is our little flying area, you know, that kind of thing. And that's it. So, and something else that needs to be kind of mentioned as well. And like I said, hopefully I won't be going to the having to need transponders or anything like that for my aircraft. You know, assuming I fly at the RC field and like I said, it operates as a FRIA. Now, something else that I think needs to be mentioned as well about this, and I don't think the government officials really understand this concept as well. When we fly our model aircraft, the majority, I'm not going to say all, but the majority of us are, you know, well, let me back up for a second here. So a commercial aircraft takes you from point A to point B, right? And those flights can last anywhere from, you know what, 20, 30 minutes up to hours. The longest flight I ever was on was 3 hours. And that was to Las Vegas. But, and there are some that are, you know, international, you know, flying across the pond, across the sea to another country. So some of those flights are 5, 6, 7 hours, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, the air traffic controllers are aware that that aircraft is in the air for many, many hours or 20, 30 minutes or what have you, okay? Model aircraft is different. A majority of us that fly model aircraft are, with the current electrical, you know, with like LiPo batteries and stuff and flight controllers and depending on the aircraft itself, most of us are flying for an average of about 5 or 6 minutes, give or take. Now, if you've got a big glider or something like that, you can catch thermals and fly for hours. But, you know, those of us, for the most part, that fly drones, that fly, you know, model airplanes like myself, our flights are usually not much more than 10 minutes at the most. So, you know, if you're watching a... you know, if you're a flight controller and you're watching model aircraft flying around, you're going to see a lot of dots just going in and out. You know, well, here's someone flying this particular aircraft. Oh, it was a 30-second flight because they crashed. There's this person flying. Oh, it was about 5 minutes and they disappear. It's just that kind of stuff. You know, it's like, who's going to sit there and watch this? Watch all these little dots on the screen come in and out, because not all of our flights are long. You know, most of our flights are relatively short. So, who's going to sit there and do that? Watch a bunch of blinking lights and, you know, things just going in and out all the time. You know, I mean, it's just, it's a hard thing to manage, I think. Like I said, especially when you have such short flight times with model aircraft. You know, whereas commercial aircraft, you can fly for, you know, hours with them, right? So just something else to kind of add to the mix here. You know, it's just, it's a lot to maintain, a lot to really dive into and all that. So, I personally don't know what to expect from here on out. It sounds like that this is the year, supposedly, that a lot of stuff is supposed to start happening, and I have yet to see much out of it. And I don't know if anything will at this point. I know some people are kind of speculating that this is going to disappear. Not to name any names or anything, but I think some people are kind of speculating that this is going to fade away into existence and nothing is ever going to come of it. I don't know if that's the case or not. Could I see it possibly happening? Yeah, possibly. because I foresee it as a lot of unnecessary stuff to sort of make this thing happen and make it become a reality. A lot of resources involved in this, a lot of knowledge, a lot of trial and error, just because the big corporations want to see drone delivery become a reality. And I think, I just don't think it's going to materialize the way they expect it to. So I don't think it's the hobbyist. I think it's just big corporations wanting to try to implement a system that they can watch and manage this kind of stuff. And I think it's just, it's going to require a lot of time, effort, and resources, trial and error, and everything else to make this thing become a reality. And it's just one of those things that I feel like on some level too, that we've got bigger fish to fry. I live in an area that has a terrible drug problem. I live in an area that has also issues with people and their income and being able to afford things. I live in an area that just has its own set of problems that are much bigger than the police and whatever and whoever else trying to go around to see who's flying their model aircraft, flying their drone illegally. Right? They have bigger stuff to do than have to go out there and find out who's flying their model aircraft, drone or whatever, without a remote ID transponder, illegally. Right? They just have bigger things to do, more important things to do, you know? And I wonder if that's the case for other areas. You know, some of these other people on the topic as well, like what, you know, I'm just, you know, like venturing out here. What about states like New York and California? You know, I'm just a small town, you know, Appalachian person, right? What about major states like California, New York, Illinois, you know, some of these, and Texas, and all these places with these much bigger cities? What are their issues? Are there issues about people flying model aircraft in areas that they shouldn't be, or they have bigger things to do, right? And that's just my thing. I think that a lot of these places have more important stuff to do than police that, and focus on that. And like I said, I think this is a lot to do. I'm doing, like I said, a lot. I guess that's what I do when I get irritated about a topic or something. I don't know. So, you know, is that's just my thoughts, is I just think that most of these areas have more important things to do than to go around and police the skies, basically. And perhaps the government thinks that this is an important topic, that maybe we should police the skies a little bit. But I see it as a lot of wasted time and resources is what I do. I see it as a lot of wasted resources, for one thing. And I think it's all centered around the major corporations trying to implement drone delivery and trying to make it into a reality. I don't think it's going to be happening, guys. At least anytime soon. I don't think it's going to happen. You know, and kind of what I was mentioning earlier too is this has been 3 years and not much has really changed. Maybe about year 10, we'll start seeing something with this. And you know, something that just popped in my head as well, and maybe this is kind of leading into it. I don't know, but one of my favorite movie franchises of all time is Back to the Future. Okay. In Back to the Future Part 2, cars did not drive on the ground all the time. They actually flew, right? If you've watched the movies, you know that that's what how it goes. They it sort of made the year 2015, and we're well past 2015 now. 2015, cars flew around. So maybe that's what this is. Maybe this is all a conspiracy or something just to sort of lead into getting the flying car. Not so much drone delivery. Maybe drone delivery is just a blanket to cover the real thing, flying cars. Maybe that's what this is all about. And, hey, it could happen. It could really happen. So just a thought. Maybe it's to bring on flying cars. Maybe drone delivery is just some bull crap thing they're throwing out there that's, you know, just to sort of start the infrastructure for this. And it might be in the next 10 to 15 years that we're going to have flying cars. I don't know. I know they have been testing, like, flying vehicles that were based on drone technology. Like they, and I don't know if you guys have seen these, but it's almost like a car you sit in. You've got four big ass propellers around you, right? That are like a drone, and they lift you off the ground and you can fly around with it. The only thing about this particular one that I've seen is you're extremely close to the propellers, and that obviously raises a big safety concern. But it's almost sort of going that way. I mean, I don't know. So yeah, maybe this is all to bring on flying cars and flying vehicles for everyday use. You know, I don't know. So maybe they will be policing the skies in the future. Who knows, right? Yeah, the drone delivery was just a blanket. It was just a this make-believe thing, right? Drone delivery is not going to happen. No, they're focusing on flying cars next. That's what they're going to do. Flying cars, flying vehicles that we can all transport ourselves in. So, I don't know. Just a thought. So, anyways, guys. I don't know if I have much more steam on the topic or not, really, but I know I'm going about as business as usual. Just going to fly my things. You know, most all my stuff is homemade, model aircraft. It does not really have the GPS technology in it, really, to even utilize. So my stuff just has a basic receiver that I can control the control surfaces, and that's it. And I fly around to where I can see the thing. You know, I don't do the FPV thing, although I have considered it at some point. But I keep my airplanes and drones within line of sight, pretty much. That's what I do. And I fly very low altitude. I'm not really a danger to anybody. And for the most part, I try to do it quietly. I don't do it around public places. I just fly in little remote areas where no one's around, and I can just enjoy the peace and quiet, feel the breeze a little bit, and just relax and enjoy myself. That's all I do. So, like I said, just gonna proceed, business as usual, hobby as usual, and just wait to see what sort of crap that they throw at us with this. Because at least right now, it has been crap. It really has not progressed into... It hasn't progressed into much. And I'm not saying... I don't know if it ever will. But right now, I'm more confused than anything else with the whole topic. I do believe it. Like I said, I do believe it is fueled mainly from big businesses and corporations wanting drone delivery. I think the hobbyists have very little to do with bringing this on. But right now it's a massive state of confusion is what I think. And, I don't know what the next thing that's going to happen is. I don't know what the next thing around the corner is supposed to be. There's talk and speculation of, oh, on this particular date, this is supposed to happen, and blah, 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 blah. I don't know if it will or not. So it's just sort of one of these, it's one of these little itches that just it pops up from time to time. You sit there, you go back doing your thing. Oh, it's itching again. There it is again. What is it this time? And I don't think anything's happening with it. Daggone it. I don't know what's up with it. Go about my business as usual. Oh, there it is. It's itching again, guys. What is it this time? Oh, that? Well, we'll see. Then nothing ever happens with it again. So, to quote a... I've used this quote before for various things. I'm bringing up a lot of movie stuff here recently, and this is a movie thing too. But if anybody out there has seen the movie Waterworld, had Kevin Costner in it years ago. It's kind of an older movie. I don't know how old it was. In the 90s, maybe? But anyways, the whole concept was basically the whole world was nothing but water, and we all had to survive because the whole earth was covered with nothing but water. And I think they spent a bunch of money on this movie. And as far as the box office, I don't think it did as well as they thought it was going to. But I did see it, and it wasn't too bad. They had Dennis Hopper playing the villain in the movie. And I tend to love him in like any kind of if he's the villain in any kind of movie, I love it. Dennis Hopper's great. And so, anyways, he has this particular line in the movie where Kevin Costner, you know, shows up ready to, you know, ruin his day, basically. And Dennis Hopper's quote or line was basically, "He's like a turd that won't flush." And ever since I heard that quote, it has stuck with me, and I use it from time to time for various things. That's kind of how I feel about this remote ID thing. It's like a turd that won't flush, right? You think it's going to go away, and you know something's going to happen with it, but boom, there it is again. Oh, daggone thing. Okay, flush it again. Maybe it'll go away. Nope, there it is again. Shoot, you know, just that kind of thing. So that's just my topics on that. Just my thoughts. You know, it's one of those things where, like I said, the progress has been so slow with it that you think nothing's going to happen, and then it shows up again with something else. And I don't know. I really don't know, guys. I hope. I know I'm kind of been kind of a little bit aggressive with this. Probably not as aggressive as some people. Been a little bit aggressive with this and kind of picking at the government some with this and picking at the FAA for this. And I'm sure picking at the corporations for this idea as well, since I think this is where it's coming from. But I truly hope that... I truly hope that a resolution is made at some point with this. I mean it. I mean it with all my heart. I really do hope that a resolution eventually is made with this, and that if this does become reality, if this does actually set in, that we can make it work for all of us. Okay, that we can make it work not just for the big businesses that are wanting this, but also for the hobbyists that are having to kind of go along with this as well. Because really, it does kind of hurt. It does kind of hurt the hobbyists as well, if this truly does become a reality. Because you know, you got to understand that this is we're going about our business as always, right? And then we have to comply with adding these modules to our aircraft. And these modules, again, I've not really actually physically seen one, but if you're talking adding anything to an aircraft, to a model airplane, for example, it adds weight, and the weight affects the efficiency of it. What could be a normal 5 or 6 minute flight that's enjoyable could be shortened to a so-so 2 or 3 minute flight because of the added weight of this remote ID thing. So it's just things like that. You know, I want us all to get along. In the end, you know, I might have my disagreements about this or that or whatever, But in the end, I want us all to get along. I'm a very peaceful guy. I want peace for everyone. And that's it. You know, whatever we can come to for this, to make this happen, I'm all for it. And that's what I want. I want us all to get along. And nowadays, especially, there is so much, you know, this side complain about this and this side complain about that. And a lot of separation, you know, amongst people. And I want us to be united. I want us to be together as one, like how it always has been. I don't want this, you know, penalizing somebody for, you know, for this or that. No, I want us all to get along and, you know, do this, you know, and to, you know, if we're going to do this, I want us all to come together with this and let's make it truthfully what it's supposed to be, right? And to make us all happy. And in the end, that's what I want. And I want to see that. At this stage in the game right now, I just don't know what's going to happen. Okay? So right now, it's so much in its infancy still, even 3 years later, that I just shrug my shoulders and go, I don't know what's going to happen. And I really don't. And like I said, maybe those other folks out there are right, that this may just very well fade away into nothing. Or this could very well press on, and in a couple of years, we might all be having to put these remote ID modules on our aircraft and having to abide by the laws to do this, right? So, I mean, that's it. That's just how I feel about it. I hope we get along with this, and hope we can come to an agreement and come to a conclusion and put this behind us. And I'm hoping we can get to that point at some point, whenever that is. But as of right now, it's just been going so slow and all this that I don't know what's going to happen. And I would like for this confusion to go away. I want this confusion of this whole mess to just sort of disappear and, you know, either be put to rest or proceed with it, go with it, and be okay with it. Okay? So, I don't know, guys. I don't think I got much any more steam on the topic itself, but in the end, that's what I hope is going to happen. I hope that we can kind of come to a resolution with this, whether we proceed with going on with this or whether it just, you know, fades away. Whatever the case happens, I just hope that both sides can get along with it and we can come to a resolution with it. But like I said, until then, it's business as usual. I'm going to keep flying as usual and enjoying myself and try not to fret about this too much. Maybe I'll revisit the topic in the next 3 years again and we'll see how things look. But like I said, for right now, I'm going to try not to lose any more sleep over it. Although I'm sure it's going to be that occasional turd that's going to pop back up again and I'm going to flush it and it'll come back again and they'll talk about something else. But like I said, for right now, I'm done for right now with it. I'm just going to proceed as normal. I'm going to fly my planes, fly my drones, enjoy myself, enjoy life, enjoy the hobby, and wait to see what happens next. But maybe some of this confusion will clear up soon. I don't know. But anyways, guys, thanks you all for listening. I don't normally do a lot of rant sessions, so this is probably a first. And honestly, if you look back at the video I did 3 years ago on remote ID, it was probably very low key compared to this. Because I think all I really said in that video was just like, government, I don't want you doing this. This is what I do. Don't mess with me too much. Don't mess with me too much. This is what I do. This is what I love. Please don't intrude upon it too much. You know, it was more about that. And then in this case, it's more about, you know, kind of going into their side of it and kind of saying that, you know, this is what I'm seeing and this is what, how things have gone so far and whatnot. So, but yeah, this is probably a little more crazier compared to my first video that I did on the topic, but, we will see. So, guys, like I said, again, thanks for listening. Me rant on. I'm going to go ahead and call it quits for now before I get too carried away and start rambling on to something else. And like I said, maybe in the next 2 or 3 years, that turd will pop back up again. We can revisit this topic and see what the world's going on with it now, and see if progress has been made, or just see what's going on with it, and go from there. But for right now, everybody, business as usual. Get back to flying. Get back to doing your thing, having fun, and doing all that kind of stuff. And that's all. Just get out there and have fun. Do your thing. And we can revisit this whenever it comes back up, and we'll see what happens. All right. And listen, maybe this is a lead into flying cars and flying vehicles. Maybe this whole drone stuff has nothing to do with it. It was just a blanket to buy some time so they can look into the technology for flying cars. Maybe no remote ID devices are ever going to be implemented for drones and model airplanes. No, it's all going to be about flying cars and flying vehicles. That's where the true thing is going to be, right? Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. All right, guys. I've ranted on enough. Hope everybody there is doing well. Let's try not to let this topic confuse us too much. Get out there and have fun and enjoy the hobby. So, and we can talk about this again when it comes back up. So, but yeah, that's all for me, guys. Thanks for listening to this. Whether you got something from it or not, again, thanks for listening. Even if you did, or even if you did not, just thanks for listening. I am working more on getting this podcast out there. I think it is available on Spotify now. I'm working on getting it on other things too. So just bear with me, and we'll get that taken care of. Please still check out my YouTube channel. I just uploaded some run cam footage here recently showing some crashes and a little bit of flights on my T28. So check that out if you get a second. And like I said, that's all for me. Get out there and have fun. Enjoy the hobby. And again, thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you guys in the next episode.